Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Linley Ali, the head of enterprise architecture at a large health insurance company. Good afternoon, Linley. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure. So I have a typical sort of enterprise architecture view. I started off as a developer. I worked my way up into architecture and then finally into strategy. And when I combine all those three things together, I kind of have the role that I do now. So as you can see, it's been layer after layer of different skills being put together where I finally ended up in this current position. In many ways, my previous job at my previous company, I was already doing something very similar. So the transition to this environment in the new company that I'm in now is pretty much the same, and it was coherent in that regards.
Yeah, interesting. And now you work for a health insurance provider, which has millions of customers, right? And a large infrastructure. So you're in charge of the enterprise architecture for this company, right?
Yes, correct.
And so what does that entail? Just to give people an idea, because I think most people have no idea what that means.
So the enterprise architecture side of things, what we do is we're always looking at new ways, new technologies, new processes, and how do we do what we do better, so to speak. And what we have to bring together is the business needs, we have to bring together the security needs, and we have to bring together the technical implementation of that. Now, the technical implementation is where I'm focused primarily, which is how do I bring the applications and how do they consume the infrastructure? And then how do we do that securely in order to provide what the business wants to do? So, you know, it's a tough job because you have so many competing sort of people who want to get their hands in there and tell you what to do. But we have to balance that because what security may want from a compliance perspective may not be what the business wants because it slows them down. The application teams may not like something because that forces them to take longer to deliver the product because they have to be compliant in a certain sort of way. And sometimes they feel that's not necessarily what they want to do.
Yeah. And since you're in health insurance, I got to believe that you have to deal with HIPAA from time to time, correct? Or one of your co-workers does.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. So one of my colleagues is primarily on task for that. But I have to know what that means and what that implication is. So how do we deploy that construct into our environment?
Yes, that would make sense. And pre-COVID, I'm assuming you all went into a big office together and you all got together regularly and all these things, correct?
That's correct. So we actually were on a campus and we had probably eight buildings on the campus. And, you know, it was a large number of people working very in close proximity to one another. But due to COVID, we've had to basically send those people home. And that includes myself.
Mm-hmm. Not send home permanently, but work remotely, I think is the way we
that's correct. Yeah.
Right. And has that caused any challenges for you that you didn't quite expect after being at an office for so long?
Well, yes, absolutely. So what it caused for us was it was shock factor, first of all, because literally we were just going along thinking everything was fine. We're thinking this wasn't going to have the effect it was going to have. And then we're told, do not come in on Monday. Mm-hmm. And then over the weekend, the infrastructure team spent a lot of time and effort building up the infrastructure to accommodate, you know, a large number of thousands of people going to work from home all of a sudden. You have to remember, we did have people working from home. We did have people working remotely. We did have some people working 2 days in the office, 3 days at home. We had that sort of combination of work routine. But all of a sudden, everyone was working from home. So that was quite a shock to the system. And we were able to pull it off. We got a lot of write-ups in the local media about how effective we were in doing that. But it required a lot of thinking to make it happen.
Yeah, I would imagine. And it basically, I mean, in the Bay Area where I live, it came down on, you know, March 14th and took effect on March 16th. So you basically had a day and a half to get it ready, right?
That's right. So yeah, it is a difficult task. It is a difficult task, no doubt.
And now that you've been doing it for about a year, do you foresee that you'll go back to the old ways, or you think you'll stay more like you are now, or do you think it'll be kind of come back about halfway?
Well, there are many factors involved here. So first of all, really, you know, we've got all this real estate sitting there. So we've been sending out surveys within the organization to find out, will people be coming back? And of course, we do have about a third, 35, 40% of people saying they want to stay permanently working from home. We do have about a third of them who say they can't wait to get back in the office. And then we have some who are not sure yet, actually. And they believe that they'll probably end up spending their time between bouncing between 2 or 3 days in the office, 2 or 3 days at home. So we'll see what happens. We've had a few people actually who decided to pick up and move from where we are to some location much further away where they can't drive into work from. And it'll be interesting because now they will be permanent remote. So we do have some interesting scenarios that have happened over the last year.
Interesting. And do you foresee from the people that you hire, do you foresee that being a possibility that you might hire someone in a state 500 miles away?
Well, we have in the past, due to a skills gap issue, that's really where we were. We actually have, I have colleagues who have friends or have people working from them, who live in California and we're on the East Coast. So we do have that already taking place. We have people working from Chicago, remotely. But those are very specific function, job function, particular roles that could function in that manner. We do not have a broad policy from an HR perspective about allow you to work remotely permanently if you wanted to.
Interesting. Do you have one now or still it hasn't been decided?
It hasn't been decided. And I think, you know, I think for all intents and purposes, it's going to be as need be basis going forward. Right. So again, I think for us, I look at some of the functions that are report up into our area. I would say that some people can continue to function remotely on a regular basis. But I do think that there are those who we will bring back into the office from a collaborative sort of perspective. I think that's something that we still need decisions to be made. And sometimes you need to be more expeditiously.
Interesting. And I don't know if you have anything to do with this, but you know, since COVID, telehealth has become a big issue. Did that affect you in any way? I mean, it had to affect your company, but you personally.
Well, me personally, luckily, one of my best friends is a doctor here in town. So he comes to my house to take care of me, so to speak, if I need be. But no, telehealth actually is something that we at where we are have already been pushing as a concept. And so it helps bring our lower our costs down from, to the consumer. So we were pushing telehealth. And now with the requirements, because you couldn't really go in to see a doctor for some cases, this has actually blown up. So we think it's part of the future. We think we've exposed a large portion of our membership to the use of telehealth. And I think it's going to be good for them going forward.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I've taken advantage of it. And I know more and more people are too. And I think it helps everybody in general for the day-to-day minor things that you don't really need to go into an office and wait, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So, well, Lindley, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you. I wish you good luck and hopefully this pandemic will be over soon and we can get back to normal.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thanks.